A year ago, 58-year-old Michael Nelson of Wanakee was sick and tired. After a heart attack and four hospitalizations, he was suffering from searing chest pains.
I was so tired, always worn out. I didn't care to go anywhere. It got to a point that I wouldn't answer the phone at home and I wouldn't even open the door. I would just be by myself, and life was really meaningless. It really was. And several nights I prayed that I wouldn't even wake up.
Mike Nelson was suffering from chronic heart pain. To relieve his pain, he would sometimes take up to 19 nitroglycerin pills a day. Surgery hadn't helped, and Nelson's doctors wanted to try a new treatment called enhanced external counterpulsation, or EECP. Nelson's doctor is cardiologist John Moses with the Wisconsin Heart Clinic at Meritor Hospital in Madison.
We take patients, some of the sickest patients in cardiology, who come in without a lot of hope. They've been told that they can't have surgery, that there's no other treatments for them. They're severely limited in what they can do in their daily activities. And we put them through this treatment, and all of a sudden they have hope again, and they're starting to resume normal activity.
EECP is offered at three facilities in the state, including Meritor. It works by getting more blood flow to the heart.
Okay, turn it off, and here we go.
Typically, a patient will lie down on a bed and get hooked up to the EECP machine. Don Lemke is an EECP therapist.
Mm-hmm. And I can't
Lemke stop. Velcros the large blood pressure type cuffs around the legs and thighs of every patient. Dr. Moses says a computer synchronizes with a heartbeat, with the cuff squeezing tight, then releasing.
The basis of it is that we fit patients with blood pressure cuffs that span their entire leg. And these blood pressure cuffs are timed to your heartbeat so that every time your heartbeat, the blood pressure cuffs go off. The cuffs start at the ankle and inflate, and then the mid-calf, and then the upper thigh. So blood is milked out of the legs every time the heart beats.
Some patients say it's like getting a very strong hug. The treatment lasts an hour a day for 7 weeks. Therapist Don Lemke says it's a strenuous workout for the patients at first, but eventually many listen to music, watch TV, or doze off.
They do sleep through the treatment. Usually after the first week, once they're not so apprehensive about it and they're more relaxed. And I've had a few patients say it's like sleeping in a car. Once you get used to it, you can.
Ultimately, by increasing the blood flow, the heart grows new blood vessels, circumventing blockages in the arteries. Approved in this country 7 years ago, EECP is giving hope to people like Mike Nelson, whose heart disease was worsening even after a careful diet, medication, and repeated surgeries. Nelson says he was once a recluse, but recently went on a cruise with his wife. And now, back home, he enjoys babysitting.
But it is so great to have the grandkids come over. I even babysit for an hour and a half or 2 hours now, whereas before, when the daughter would drop the kids off, I'd be watching the clock thinking, when is she coming back? And now when she comes back, I ask them, please stay, please stay, please stay. I'm just a changed person.
Dr. Moses says the change in many of the patients is dramatic.
It improves angina in about 70-80% of people who we use it on. Not only does it decrease the amount of angina that patients have, it decreases the amount of medications that they use for that angina, and it also increases their functional ability, their ability to walk and do the kind of activities that they want to be involved in.
Follow-up studies of EECP patients have found that, for most, the improvements have continued for 5 years. EECP is covered by Medicare and most insurance plans and costs between $6,000 and $9,000. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.